Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West. And my recipes for you today, day three of the Full Circle Brewery, we have a blackberry chocolate sponge cake with a chocolate beer ganache. Yummy, yummy. This one is good. What we're going to need is, in a bowl, I'm going to put 4 eggs, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 1/2 tablespoon of kosher salt, 3 tablespoons of whole milk, 1/2 cup plus 1 tablespoon of all-purpose flour, and 1/2 cup of cocoa powder. I'm going to mix this all around really, really fine. And the way we start the mixing process is, we're going to mix our eggs and our sugar until our eggs are nice and white and nice and frothy. Then we'll add in our other ingredients, but we got to make sure the eggs and sugar have that emulsion going, or this won't work. We're going to do our flour, make sure that everything is beat out, and very important, no chunks or anything. And then we're going to pour this into an ISI, which is a thermo cream charger, or a professional grade charger. And pretty much what we do is we use these to make fresh whipped cream. I'm going to pour this in, and I'm going to hit it with 2 cream charges. I'm going to shake it up, let it sit in the fridge for about a good 10 minutes. While that's sitting in the fridge, I'm going to bring in a double boiler, chocolate chips, dark preferably, 1 cup of raspberries, 5 tablespoons of Rosenthal, orange citrus olive oil, and 2 tablespoons of Full Circle Brewery's Bumtown Brown, which is a nice brown chocolatey flavored beer. We're going to mix that all together. We're going to let that get nice, and we don't want to let it seize up, but we want it to start to get a little bit more difficult to mix around. And we're going to put that in the fridge. We're going to let that do its thing. And I can put that in the microwave whenever I need to use it, or I could pour it on directly. If it's not thick enough, you can add more of the orange citrus olive oil. And that's very important, because this is supposed to be a chocolate sauce. Next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to pour the batter from our mixer into a foam cup that we're going to poke a hole on the bottom, on the left, and on the right side. Microwave for 45 seconds, and I promise you, this is the coolest recipe. You will have a chocolate sponge cake, and this is a recipe I answered for a lot of my chef friends out there who really wanted me to do something cool this week. This one's for you. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and check out our cooking show on www.foodietv.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, for Agnet West.